The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
We're back with Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and again, WCWP.org. I'm Peter Janowski, sitting in for my very best friend, John Ryan. And for those of you who are listening and not watching, if I probably didn't say who I was, I sound an awful lot like John, and I hope I'm carrying the Brooklyn Long Island accent well today. We just had a really good show with Gina Saletti from the 16th Assembly District, State of New York. I'm sure she's decompressing now because she was talking a lot and she did wonderful. Otto probably has leftover questions. We'll have to have her on again. But I think given the fact that she's so new and you know, having the hurdle of having to jump into this new position virtually and not being able to get into it, you know, in the normal sense with actually meeting with people, I'm sure she's doing a fantastic job. It can't be easy on her. And I'm sure a lot of the questions that Otto had and I had probably wouldn't even be appropriate yet because things are just stalled. The priorities are different now.
Well, I think what was good about that whole thing is it really showed the human side of that kind of position. All right. In other words, Gina had the same problem as anybody else for any job. She didn't know where to park. She didn't know where office was going to be. She didn't know anything. And I think people, you know, sometimes we kind of look at a politician and think that, you know, they're like, this is what they do and it's not a big deal. But the facts are it's a whole new human experience. And she's in a new world. And that's important. And she gave us a very good picture of that world, I think.
Absolutely. It was a great, you know, segue. And it just shows her, you know, I've known Gina for years and you could just see her enthusiasm and spirit, you know, and especially that's what you need during this time, as we were saying, when things are so incredibly different, you know, and she has that spark. And it was a really great glimpse into kind of her journey. And I think that's what's going to make her a success. You know, I've known Gina and all of her different, you know, roles throughout, you know, in the county in North Hempstead and so on. So I think it was just great job, guys. I think it was quite the debut for her. So now all the other shows are going to have a lot to live up to because I think you guys covered so much.
So it was thanks, Christina. Yeah. I think we're going to break for a special report now. We have a special guest, Nassau County Executive Laura Curran with us. And John Ryan, who I'm sitting in for, was telling me that she was coming on to give us a little update on the COVID situation. Correct, Laura?
Yes. Hello, everyone. Hello, Peter and Otto and Christina. It's nice to be with you, albeit virtually.
Yes. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me. Yeah, there's a lot to catch up on.
Feel free. I'm going to hand it over to you. I know you want to give us a little bit of an update, so I think that you could start off and then I'm sure Otto will grill you with questions later.
I actually have three questions.
Do you want to start with your questions or do you want me to give you my spiel first, Otto? What do you want
to
do?
However you want to do it.
All right. I'll just give you the headlines and then we can drill down. Right. So far, we have had about 30% of our residents here in Nassau County get at least first dose of vaccine, which is wonderful. That's actually more than any other large county in the state. In terms of proportion, percentage of people being vaccinated. So we have our wonderful hospital partners that are doing vaccination. Pharmacies are coming online now. And our county Department of Health is running 3 and soon will be 4. On Tuesday, we're opening up the Coliseum for vaccine. Our county Department of Health will be running 4 points of distribution. And we've had great partnerships with Northwell, with Mercy Hospital, with Mount Sinai South Nassau, with NYU Langone. With NUMIC, of course, at NUMC, we're doing about 300 veterans vaccinations every week. We're going to keep that going. If you're a veteran or a family member of a veteran, please call 516-572-6565 to make your appointment at NUMIC. We also, starting today have a hotline for seniors. You know, a lot of seniors have had a hard time logging on, getting an appointment. We're getting more doses down to our neck of the woods, which is good. We know it all comes from the state, but we've heard loud and clear from many of our seniors and from their families that they're having a hard time getting an appointment online. So that hotline is 516-227-9590. And I'm going to double check that that's right. I don't want to steer anyone wrong here.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, good. Thank you, fact checker.
Good.
Because we know that it's very difficult. So we want to make it easier just to pick up the phone and make a call. Now, we still, you know, we still have a supply issue. Supply has not quite met demand, but we are getting there. And the state, as we know, has opened up more vaccination sites on Long Island, including one at SUNY Old Westbury. So the state is running one at Jones Beach down in the south and SUNY Old Westbury up on the North Shore. So that's some good news. What else can I tell you? We have three different kinds. You have, this has been covered in the news. There's the Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson that are authorized for use in the United States. And you can get all of those here depending on where you get it. And, you know, I've had a lot of conversations with our health commissioner, Dr. Larry, who happens to be an epidemiologist, who knew that would be so convenient. And he reassures me that whatever dose you can get, you should get, that each one is effective in preventing hospitalizations and death from COVID. That's really, really good news. They are all equally effective at that. So I was eligible starting on Wednesday for the vaccine. I'm planning to get it next week. So whatever they're given, I'm getting, and I'm really looking forward to it. On a personal note, I have not tested positive for the virus yet. I'm knocking on wood as I say that, but I have had to quarantine twice, 10 days each time, because I was a close contact with a positive. So I'm looking forward to getting the vaccine so I can stay out and about doing my job. And, you know, I joke, but it's not really a joke, that the vaccine is our passport back to the land of normal. This will, you know, we've been dealing with the health crisis, and we're also dealing with an economic crisis. We're dealing with a mental health crisis. I've got kids in school, and I see the toll that, you know, half time in school is taking on them. Social isolation is taking on them. I'm looking forward to getting back to normal. And speaking of getting back to normal, I'll stop talking after I tell you this one thing. I went to the Coliseum last night to check out the beginning of the Islanders game. 10% capacity. I'm looking forward to that capacity increasing, but it was so wonderful to talk to the fans, to talk to the staff. Everyone felt really good about getting back. So we're getting there. It's taking a little longer than we want, but we're going in the right direction.
Good.
You are a hockey fan. I'm sorry, Otto.
Yeah, on a personal note, I've had both shots, Moderna, at Yes We Can. And
wonderful.
I want to compliment the Nassau County Department of Health. The people who were there, it was very smooth. The people were great. The attitude was great. So A-plus for that.
Thank you. I'll let them know.
The one thing that I wonder about is a lot of people, I'm not trying to scare people away from getting a shot because I think you should definitely get a shot, but people do get side effects from the second shot more so than they did from the first. And one of the things I heard, and I just want to know what you have heard about this, is that if you stay hydrated the day before and the day of, it'll minimize the side effects of the second shot. And I don't know if that's valid, or I just read this somewhere by, you know, somebody like me who wrote it. Do you have any thought on that at all?
You know, that's interesting. I'll have to ask Dr. Larry about that. Not being a doctor, I can't speak to that, but it certainly makes sense to me. Being hydrated is important for everything. One thing I want to say about the effects that you felt, Dr. Larry cautions us not to call them side effects. What they really are is your immune response. And when your immunity response is, you may be getting chills, maybe a fever, feeling tired, whatever it may be, sore arm. That means that your immune system is kicking in and that the vaccine is actually working. So it's your immune response. That's what's happening there. And that's very, very common. And I've heard a lot of people say they feel it a little more acutely after the second dose. But some haven't felt anything. Some felt it after both. You know, it just depends on who you talk to.
Right. Well, one other one has really very little to do with anything, except it does. the fact that the vaccine is opening up more, and I know specifics in multiple cases, people had an appointment scheduled for April or whatever, and at Jones Beach or pick a spot, but all of a sudden they get an earlier appointment somewhere else. And my question about that is that I foresee a problem. And the problem is that if people do not cancel the shot, there's going to be all these shots planned at Jones Beach, for an example, in April, on April 20th or whatever day, and maybe 10% of the people are going to show up because there were a lot of cancellations because they had the good fortune of getting an appointment earlier. And I could foresee a big problem with that because, you know, there'll be staffing, there'll be doses there that won't be used. And I'm just wondering if that has been thought about at all.
That is such a good point. And I'm really glad you brought it up. We're asking people, you know, now that we're getting more supply down here, you may have an appointment in May, but then you can get another appointment maybe next week. So we're asking everyone, if you get an earlier appointment, please cancel that later appointment. It's so important. There are so many people who are desperate to get the vaccine, desperate to make appointments. We need everybody to help out and to please cancel those appointments. But, you know, it's going to be inevitable that you will have some no-shows. It's just human nature, anything that you plan. And at our County Department of Health distribution sites, we're making sure, cancellations or no, we're making it work that we get every vaccine into an arm. So we have not wasted one dose. It's too precious. So we're bending over backwards to make sure that we get every single dose used. But we, you know, it makes it more challenging to do that if people do not cancel their appointments if they're not coming.
Yeah, I mean, I could visualize it becoming a pretty big problem. Not just the doses, but you staff up for 400 doses and 40 people show up because they've all had, shots before. Just from a management point of view, I visualize that could be a big problem if people don't let you know, or whoever the agency is that's doing the vaccine. It's really a major responsibility of us as citizens to make sure that we do cancel appointments that we're not going to keep.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you say we're in this together. We really are in this together. And you're right. It's the doses that could potentially not be used, and also the staff, those resources that are stretched very thin right now.
All right. You know what? I just got signaled. We have 1 minute left. I just have one quick comment. I think that on different levels, town levels, county levels, I think everybody's been doing a good job of communication. Like you mentioned before, pop-ups and availability. I think it's, of course, with technology, it's easy, but I think everybody's been doing a really good job. We have to take a break. So once again, I'm Peter Janowski filling in for my very best friend, John Ryan, on Senior Talk Radio. This is 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And once again, the hotline, the senior hotline number is 516-227-9590. Which was confirmed by Christina Liu. It is the correct number. It was great having Laura Curran come on and go over and update us. And I think I'll be signing off. So I'd like to wish everybody a happy and a healthy weekend.
Thank you. And I just want to thank, I just want to quickly thank the town of North Hempstead, Judy Bosworth, and the entire crew has been wonderful working with us at Yes We Can. Thank you for letting us use that facility.